Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Athlete's Edge, your daily dose of motivation and mindset mastery, because crushing it on the field or court isn't just about physical strength, right? It's about mental toughness and having a solid support system. Today, we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships as an athlete. You know that feeling when you've got your game face on, but there's this nagging doubt creeping in, making you question everything? Ever feel like your personal life is getting in the way of your performance? Relationships are a roller coaster, especially for athletes juggling intense training schedules and competition pressure. It can be tough finding that balance, that sweet spot where your support system fuels your success without weighing you down. But trust me, it's totally possible. And let's face it, we all crave those genuine connections. The ones that lift us up, challenge us to be better, and celebrate our wins, big or small. So here are 5 key takeaways that might just change how you approach those relationships. Number 1. Communication is king, queen, joker, you name it. Open and honest communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship. As athletes, we're often used to pushing ourselves physically, but it takes guts to be vulnerable and share our feelings. It's not about airing grievances constantly, but about creating a space where your loved ones understand your journey, your highs and lows. Number 2. Set boundaries, and don't be afraid to enforce them. You are an athlete first, then a friend, sibling, partner, etc. Don't let your personal life consume all your time and energy when you need to focus on training or competition. Having clear boundaries helps protect both your athletic goals and your relationships. Number 3. Time is precious, invest it wisely. Life as an athlete is hectic, I get it, but even small moments of quality time can make a world of difference. Instead of scrolling through social media, put that phone down and have a real conversation with your partner or best friend. Listen attentively, be present, and show them you value their company. Number 4. Find your tribe, surround yourself with people who lift you up. Not everyone gets the athlete lifestyle. You need a support system that understands your dedication, your sacrifices, and celebrates your achievements. Seek out mentors, coaches, teammates, those individuals who inspire you to be better, both on and off the field. And lastly, number 5. Remember, relationships are two-way streets. It's not just about what you receive, it's also about giving back. Show your loved ones that you care by being there for them in their moments of need, offering support, celebrating their victories, and simply letting them know they're valued. Think about that last basketball game where you nailed the winning shot. Or that cross-country race where you pushed yourself beyond your limits. Chances are, a supportive relationship played a role in getting you there. Imagine having someone cheering you on from the sidelines, someone who believes in you even when you doubt yourself. That's the power of healthy relationships. They become our secret weapon, fueling our journey towards success. Let me paint you a picture. Sarah, a young soccer player, felt overwhelmed juggling practices, schoolwork, and family commitments. She was exhausted, stressed, and her performance on the field was suffering. One day, she confided in her coach, who reminded her to prioritize communication with loved ones and set healthy boundaries. Sarah started having honest conversations with her parents about her needs and limitations. She also learned to say, no, when her schedule got too packed. The result? Sarah felt more relaxed, focused, and confident on the field. Her performance improved significantly, and she even found time for fun activities with friends, rediscovering that sense of balance she had been missing. So remember, folks, building healthy relationships isn't just about finding people who tolerate your crazy athlete life. It's about cultivating connections that empower you, inspire you, and make the journey more fulfilling. Now, go out there and build those relationships like champions. Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost in their personal life. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. And connect with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.